it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I was reading this story this morning about when people drop the L word for the first time. And so according to this, most people wait at least 3 months before saying I love you for the first time. I just wonder, Lunchbox, when did you say I love you to your wife?
So that's a great question. I have no idea.
You don't even know. It wasn't a moment.
No, it wasn't a moment. Like, I don't remember looking into her eyes and being like, oh, you know what? I love you. But I guarantee you, she said it first, and I may have been drunk, so I probably said it back. I love you.
Yeah?
Yeah, alcohol was probably definitely involved. It wasn't one of those moments like you're sitting at dinner holding hands across the table. It wasn't romantic like that. I think alcohol makes it easier to say it.
The number one reason people wait is the fear that other people aren't going to say it back. And men say it quicker than women do. How about that? Now listen, I'm 38 years old. It's not something I'm proud of, but I've never said I love you to a human being one-on-one like that.
That's crazy.
Ever.
Ever.
Which
and
is,
you've been in, like, long relationships, like 4 years long.
Yeah, listen, I was in a four-year one. My last one was a year plus, like a year and a half. So I don't think it's something that's able to be bragged about. I don't like that about myself. I would love to say it. I said it there. I would love to tell someone I love them.
That doesn't count.
But I think at this point, though, and you guys can back me up on this, at this point, I shouldn't say it unless I'm about to marry somebody, right? Like, I can't just say it and then break up. Like, that's a big one.
What don't you think you need, like, a warm-up I love you? Like, before it's the real one?
Amy, I gotta go to Amy.
I mean, no, you don't need a warm-up. Then it's not... it needs to be genuine from the get-go, from the gate.
No, it'll be genuine when I say it. But I don't think I should say it until it's...
Exactly.
Like, I'm pulling the veil ready. The veil off her head.
That's a good time to say it.
When you're going to marry her,
that's
like, at the church?
And my
like,
husband didn't say it to me till after he proposed, and I said yes.
I'm talking about the wedding,
yeah,
though.
He's saying at the wedding, Amy.
I'm saying I left the... They're like, you may now kiss the bride. And I go, first, I'd like to say something.
Okay.
You're crazy.
Yeah,
you're crazy. She's going to wait that long?
She's going to marry you without knowing you love her?
No,
I mean,
way.
But here's the deal. Here's the thing. She's going to know that you are the way you are. She's going to know why you're that way.
Why am I that way, Amy? Go ahead.
We have a lot of new listeners.
So if you don't mind just putting it in about 20 seconds, because I think a lot of our new listeners wonder, what is this Bobby guy about?
Well, I think there's some abandonment from your childhood that you haven't properly dealt with. Abandonment and forgiveness a little bit, which has allowed you to put up a few walls that don't let you attach to people as you should. It's sort of a form of attachment disorder.
Okay. Now, that being said, I do think I speak a different love language. I think I show people in different ways that I love them.
What'd you say?
You heard me.
So you do feel as though you have loved.
Absolutely.
You just can't say
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But what's keeping...
Okay, who?
Like, but you... It's because...
Who did you...
So that means you feel like if you say it, that's like...
It's like a ring.
A real... Yeah. Like, you're scared to do that. Like, there's something... You're terrified of that.
It's like jumping off a cliff, not knowing what's down there. Yeah.
And what... I know that you've talked about this with trained professionals. Like, I'm not one. But obviously,
really,
go ahead.
Obviously, I'm not a therapist, but I mean, I know you've discussed this with them. So, like, what do they tell you?
It's a lot of immersion. They go, "Hey, you should just if you feel that way, you should just say it over. Just do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, and it won't feel so crazy." To me, I've made it so special. It's my flower. I don't want to give my flower away. You know.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like I've never had a drink of alcohol. I could probably have a drink of alcohol and not be a big deal, but then if I do, I break my streak. And I want to break my streak. I'm going to give my flower to somebody that's not going to take care of my flower, you know? That's all. Mm-hmm. I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, I got to make sure that flower's watered.
That's right. I don't know what that means, but that's right, buddy.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
44-year-old Kimberly Cooper randomly walked into Chicago's Northwestern Hospital. She was like, yeah, I just feel moved because I had heard these stories on the radio about people getting on lists and testing out their kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't know anyone, but she had just seen it on the news where you could go get tested and maybe you would match with someone. And maybe you don't. Yeah, that's a thing too. Maybe you don't. and she matched. She was a match for 21-year-old Brendan Flaherty, who had been waiting for 6 years for a kidney.
Oh my goodness, wow.
And that's how rare that the matches are. You have to be exactly right on. Other people heard her story. They started to donate because it was on the news.
They showed up.
Yes, six other people randomly showed up and donated kidneys to other patients at the same hospital because of what she did when she walked in and donated a kidney at that hospital. Didn't even know anybody. Wow. We're in outrage culture right now, and it's stories like this that are just awesome. Because all you read all the time are, you don't believe with me, we're on two different sides of the world, and the law, and politics.
Yeah, there's a lot of negativity.
I bet you all seven of those people don't agree on politics. And they don't have to. It's the whole point of this thing.
Exactly.
Oh,
I think they're walking in and they're like, I'm only going to give my kidney to somebody to vote for.
You better love Paul Ryan or I'm out.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. And that's what I like to see. Thank you very much. I see you. That's an amazing story to Kimberly, to everybody there. I see you. The internet is left horrified after a pregnant woman revealed that her husband is forcing her to have his parents in the delivery room. How about that?
I don't get this.
Yeah.
Why? Don't you have a lot of people in the delivery room to celebrate?
If you don't want to and you're the one having to give the birth.
A woman said, hey, her husband is forcing her to have his parents in the delivery room. I wouldn't want someone in the delivery room.
Hasn't
seen my woo-wah before, right?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean they have to be below the curtain necessarily, but like, I feel like her and her husband need to work this out. Yeah. Like, this is already off to a rocky start.
Isn't this something they should be talking about?
Right.
She added, when you're pregnant, it seems that every doctor and nurse in the world has to go look at your private area. Even though you know they've seen hundreds, it's about making sure they have a good outcome. It's terribly intrusive. You know, I think for anyone to be in the room, they both have to agree. Period.
100%.
Like, you can't come in the room until you get the check off from both of them.
He can't force her. Force them.
Yeah,
whatever.
One check doesn't count. You can call, too. Was anyone in your room that was kind of weird?
Oh, yeah.
In your delivery room.
And you're just, like, busy giving birth, so you don't have time to worry about it. And then after the fact, you're like, wait a second.
I'd be curious to hear if anyone has a call for that one.
Do you watch Flipping Out? Or have you ever?
What's that show?
It's on Bravo, and there's these two, it's this guy, Jeff, and anyway, there are these two gay guys, and they had a surrogate, like, have their baby. Mm-hmm. And this woman, she's giving birth, and now she's suing them in Bravo because Bravo had their cameras in the delivery room, and she had no idea the camera was going to be showing up for the birth, but she was busy, like, giving birth, so she didn't really have time to handle it.
That pushing a baby.
Oh, man.
So now she's suing, and I watched that episode where she gave birth, and now
Were you like, wow, I can't believe there's a camera in there?
No, I was like, oh, wow, like, this is just part of the whole experience. I guess she's cool with it, and this is a long time. I mean, this was a while ago, but now all the news stories are that she's like, I never gave permission for that. I don't know. She's probably just trying to get more money.
Or she really didn't get permission
for it. Or really she didn't, yeah.
This woman is giving birth to a baby. This dude's her husband. He's like, I'm bringing my family in to watch. And she's like, no, you're not. And he's like, yeah, I am. So I just said, hey, what happened in your delivery room? Jenny, you're on.
Yes.
What happened with you?
My first child, I was to the point, I didn't care who was in the delivery room, as long as they got that baby out.
So, tickets. You just sold tickets as long as they got the baby out.
You lose all modesty, honestly. You really do.
Does that change your life forever, the modesty part of it? Like, you just don't care as much anymore?
I really don't. I don't know about some people, but I've had two since then, and who cares? As long as they get that baby out.
Who cares? Hey, Jenny, thank you for calling. Hope you have a good day. Appreciate you. Hey, Paula in Arkansas.
Hey, good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. What you think?
I think that the most funny, awkward thing that happened to me in a labor room was my second child. I'm in the middle of pushing, screaming, spread eagle with a room full of doctors and nurses and my husband. And my sister pops in with her brand new boyfriend to meet me for the first time, and he sees it all.
How about that?
No way.
Huh.
No way.
Well, maybe they stayed together. Maybe it's a brother-in-law now.
Did they stay together?
He's been my brother-in-law for 20 years.
Okay.
That's a pretty great family joke.
But does he want to see everything?
And if he does, do you want him around for 20 years?
He has been around. That wasn't by choice. He just walked in, and it was just really terrible timing.
Oh, you got to walk in at the other angle.
Or maybe you knock.
Just a thought. Maybe you're like, anything happened in there? Yeah. All right, Paula, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. I hope you have a great morning.
You want to go meet my sister?
Let's see if
all
she's busy.
Of my sister.
Hey, Caitlin.
Yes.
You're on. What's happening?
Hi, guys.
Thanks
I'm
for
so
calling.
Thanks. No, with my baby, he's almost two. My husband wanted to have his mom in there. So I was in labor for 27 hours. Oh. And I think that's the reason why, is because she made me so intense. But she was not in there. I made her get out. I kicked her out by the nurses.
Wait, so you think you were so bothered by her presence that you held that baby in for a whole day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just about it.
You didn't want to give that baby to her.
So how did the nurses, like, how'd you go about kicking her out?
I said, is there any way you can make her leave me alone?
It's a good way. Yeah, right to the point.
And she said, we are the bad guys. She said, we will kick people out when you want them out. And I said, good.
And they did.
Yes.
There we go. There it is. There it is right there.
Okay.
Nurses everywhere. Nurses everywhere. Caitlin, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling. Look at this. And there we have it. There we have it.
Hmm.
Eddie, did you watch the babies come out?
I did, but I stayed on this side of it.
Oh, you didn't, so you didn't watch?
No, I didn't watch all that.
You didn't see it?
No.
Stay away from
but
that.
But your babies are cesarean,
they were
right?
Both C-sections, but still, when they told me the process of a C-section, I was like, I definitely don't want to see that.
But would you have seen it if it were the other way?
Even worse.
Even worse.
You kidding me? You think I want to see that?
Do you think that she wants to do that?
And then, like, no, she doesn't
want
to do that.
Some guys want to see
that.
No,
see, I don't want to see that. I think that would ruin me for the rest of my life.
Really?
I'd probably ruin our little love relationship for the rest of our life.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to keep that in mind.
Think about that.
It might happen to me.
Think about that.
I'm going to use you as a source. Eddie said.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Santa Rosa, California. A 22-year-old man was serving 4 days in jail. 4 days. On the second day, he's like, man, I can't take it anymore. Jumps the barbed wire fence and makes a run for it.
I saw that. 2 days into the 4-day sentence.
Wow.
Yeah. And he got hung up on the barbed wire.
On the barbed wire, got cut up, and then jumped another wooden fence, ran a couple blocks before they caught him. And now he's facing numerous felonies.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Like now he's in jail for a long time.
Yeah, ride it out.
He had a 4-day sentence. At 2 days, he goes, I can't do it.
Not smart.
Well, then someone in the neighborhood says, oh, yeah, I saw him. Here's where he is. He also had a bad hiding place. Like, obviously.
What was the deal? He probably needed to get out. Like, was he going to get
hit poop?
I don't know.
He didn't want to use the bathroom in there or what? All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Sergeant Stevens is a police officer in Maine. He's on duty. He's driving around a neighborhood and he sees a house fire. The bottom floor is on fire, so he pulls up to the house and starts yelling at the 11-year-old and 14-year-old stuck in the second story. Jump! Jump! I'll catch you! Because the fire department hadn't even been called yet.
Wait, so they're 11 and 14?
Yes.
Those aren't babies. Those are like human-sized kids.
And they're stuck in the second story. And so he's like, look, you guys got to jump. I'll catch you. 11-year-old jumps. He catches him.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
14-year-old jumps.
Oh.
Sergeant Stevens, guess what he does?
Gets nailed in the
runs
head.
Runs away.
No, he catches him.
Oh.
He's up good. He suffered minor injuries because they weighed so much.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The kids got out alive.
Man.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's amazing.
What if Lunch would have tricked us with that second one?
Yeah.
He changes mind.
He changes mind. Drop the kid.
But the first one's okay.
Yeah. But they both jumped.
Both jumped, both okay. Hal suffered some damage, but hey, it's all about the kids. They're safe. Sergeant Stevens, shout out.
Yeah. Man, that's cool. Well, Sergeant Stevens was there too before everybody else got there, so he had to decide quickly.
He just saw he's the one that spotted the fire.
Sergeant Stevens, Lonely Hearts Club Band.
I don't know what that is.
Sergeant Peppers.
Okay.
All right, there it is.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting. Across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
So yesterday, our phone screener, Hillary, came in. She has a second job working at a boutique that sells clothes. She said that Liam Hemsworth came in, and that he was the best-looking person she had ever seen. And so around the room, if I were to ask you, who's the best-looking person you've ever seen? physically, you saw them and they were so strikingly good looking that you kind of went, oh, wow. Because, and I'll ask you to call too if you want, because I like to hear you. Maybe it's a celebrity. 877-77-BOBBY. Because part of the reason that celebrities become celebrities, their looks. If you're strikingly good looking, you have a distinct advantage, which is why we're on the radio for the most. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout out
radio. So our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. Who did you see that was strikingly good looking? So much so it was almost uncomfortable. Amy.
Heidi Klum.
Where did you see her?
iHeart Festival. In Vegas. I was like, I mean, she might be one of the most beautiful people from head to toe I've ever seen, ever. Everything about her was just amazing.
I saw her too. She was very attractive. Like, very attractive. A bit, I was caught up in the Heidi Klum mystique. I don't know if my brain was foggy or not, because I was like, it's Heidi Klum.
Oh, see, I didn't have that fog in my brain, because I'm not like, oh my gosh, it's Heidi Klum, like, geeking out. Like, I just was like, that is the pretty person. Like, proportionately, like, she's just all the things. Like, she's beautiful.
I guess she's a model first, huh? Before she's a TV personality?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say so.
Oh, yeah.
The Lunchbox, best looking person you've ever seen.
Easy. Halle Berry.
You met her?
I saw her. Yeah, Vegas. I was at a Bruno Mars concert on New Year's Eve, and she was there, and I got a picture.
And you saw her?
Saw her, and I was just like, wow, she is just as beautiful in person as all the pictures.
If she wasn't Halle Berry, would you still think?
Absolutely.
Really?
You would. Your neck would go.
Stunning.
Wow. Producer Eddie?
Oh, easy. Charlize Theron.
You saw her?
Yes. I was covering a red carpet in Austin, Texas. I was doing news, and I was shooting the camera. Dude, I didn't even look in the camera. I just stared at her. She was so beautiful.
Isn't it like an alien when people are that good looking?
Yes.
So I thought about this. First one was, I was in an office at the same time that Kate Beckinsale was.
Oh, yeah.
And we were sitting right beside each other, and I couldn't stop looking at her. But to be fair, I've had a massive crush on Kate Beckinsale for years and years. So the fog may have been a little over me, but she was abnormally super attractive. Not just super attractive, but abnormally super attractive.
Yeah.
But again, it could have been my heart. So the only person that's ever super surprised me, and I don't even know what she does, is Olivia Culpo. You know what I'm talking about? She was dating one of the Patriots for a while.
Yeah, she was dating...
Like Amendola?
Amendola. I think they broke up, though.
Right. So I saw her at an event, and I couldn't stop staring because she was that attractive.
Oh, I see her. Okay.
What do you think about that?
I was checking her age. She's 26.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She's pretty. She's gorgeous. Yeah,
but not your type. I would have thought.
What?
What do you mean?
That's totally his type. That's, she's like screaming. Hi, I'm Bobby's type.
What do you mean? She's just pretty. She is smoking hot.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because Eddie tries to.
What's my? Oh yeah, Eddie does this. Yeah.
Bangs.
Oh man.
You know, she doesn't have bangs. She's,
okay, not all Bobby's girlfriends
only
have
one,
bangs.
Well, I guess two have had bangs. But
maybe three.
My last girlfriend's been the only blonde I've ever had as a girl. Only one.
I thought you were
all
shifting.
The rest of them have been dark hair.
But you dated the blonde.
But I'm talking about girlfriends.
I know. Okay.
She has dark eyes.
Well, the reason why
that's
that
why
one
I
girl
like.
Wasn't.
You like dark eyes?
That's why I like. That's why I like.
Okay,
like
you know what she does? She was Miss Universe 2012. That's her job.
Oh,
well, that's Miss Universe.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
But according to Eddie, she's just kind of pretty.
She's okay.
All right. I'm going to play this song.
Maybe it's like Yanny and Laurel. Like, you see different
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
Like,
stop it.
I see
Laurel, you see Yanny.
Yeah.
I see a big moron in front of me already.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Show.
So Amy's getting a secret surgery.
Yeah, something I've been wanting to do for years.
So, but I didn't know this was even a thing. I've never noticed this about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Amy's earlobes are broken.
They're totally ripped from since I was in the 7th grade, and my hair got caught in, or no, a girl's hair got caught in my earring in the lunch line, and she kept walking, and it ripped and tugged on it.
Man.
And the hole is so big that I can't even wear little studs because the entire thing with the back will fall all the way through.
So it's all the way through?
Well, I mean, it's there's a little bit hanging on, but I can make a really big hole.
Woo.
Like almost like I had a gauge or something.
So what's the deal? You go to the doctor and they...
They're going to rip my ear open and then sew it all back together completely. And then I won't have a hole at all. And I'll have to go get my ears re-pierced at like 37 years old. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I wonder if they'll give you a treat if you do good.
I hope so. I'm like so pumped about this.
Is that something that bothers you? Are you self-conscious about it?
Yeah, and I can't wear certain earrings. And sometimes people, so I really don't wear earrings that often. And I cover my ears a lot. But when people do see my earlobes, sometimes they make comments. They're like, what happened to your earlobe?
Yeah, sometimes when you walk by, I'll see guys go, check the lobe out on her.
No, it's not really like random people. But sometimes I do get questions about it and I'm a little self-conscious. So I'm super pumped. It's something I always wanted to do when I was younger. But my mom was like, you're fine. But I'm getting it done.
You'll like that.
Yep.
If it means something. Like, when I got my front teeth fixed, it was huge to me.
Yeah.
And no one ever really was like, hey, teeth are gross. But I never went to the dentist. And so when I got it fixed, I was like, man. And I see old pictures because radio, they only did it the last few years. Radio station will have old pictures and my front two teeth are really crooked. And I'm like, man, I'm glad. I was very self-conscious about it. Very. I don't even smile.
Yeah, but you didn't really talk about it, no? Mm-hmm.
And I have these two bones that come in my shoulders.
That's awesome.
No.
You
boy,
got rid
girls
of those
like
two?
That. I don't have them. I wish I had those.
I wish you could file those down.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Guys don't like that because as a girl, I've always wanted those bones and I don't have them.
No, because we as guys don't like to look like girls. That's why. I've always been super skinny. And so yeah, my body's not developed much like a man, you know?
Yeah.
You know how men are big and have muscles and stuff? Yeah, I don't have that.
That's interesting. I've always noticed you have prominent bones right there.
And oh, great. I'm back to being self-conscious again.
I would take that.
You know, hopefully.
Can you get them filed down?
Let me Google that. Remember last week, or maybe it was early this week, whenever Ray says, hey, I have a business I want to do. I want to help people go out to bars, Nashville.
Yeah.
I want to help people go to
plan bachelor parties and stuff.
So then Lunchbox goes, I want this business. So apparently they have Ray and LB's party planning now.
Yep, we got our first customer.
Who?
Some lady named Pam from Boston, Massachusetts, coming for her son's 21st birthday.
Wow.
And so, what are y'all just invoice her and plan everything?
Absolutely.
Well, you can't use my name. By the way, they're calling it Bobby Bones Blowout. You can't do that. I didn't know that's what it was called. No.
Wait, just listen.
Okay.
It's covered.
Here's the. I haven't heard this yet.
Hello. Yes, this is Lunchbox from Bobby Bones Blowouts. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
We are so excited. We got your email inquiry in our website, BobbyBonesBlowouts.com, and we are here for your son's 21st birthday.
All right.
2 o'clock, we got the Pedal Tavern. 7 o'clock, we got dinner reservations. Then we got bottle service. And then you just Venmo us our $500 fee.
I can handle that.
Appreciate you choosing Bobby Bones Blowouts. And if you need any party planning needs in the future, hit us up, BobbyBonesBlowouts.com.
Not do that.
And we just have a little disclaimer here from Ray.
Bobby Bones Blowouts is operated by Lunchbox and Ray. Bobby Bones is not actually affiliated with Party Planning Weekend. Please do not tweet Bobby. He's not responsible for any of the weekend at a Bobby Bones Blowout.
I mean,
that's not no.
I really am impressed. Like, if I was coming to Nashville and I got that phone call, I'd be sort of hyped that everything was taken care of. It seems exciting. They know what they're doing.
Is that a real?
I don't have to think about anything. I just show up and Ray and Lunchbox have it done
for $500.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't have to think about anything. And I'm you're traveling to a new city. I mean,
why would you say a website BobbyBonesBlowouts.com and not reserve the domain? Because you guys don't have it.
I've been trying to buy it.
But you can't just yell at your computer. Bob.
Okay, someone else, like in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
I claim this site.
I think Bobby just bought it, actually.
Yeah, and he's going to hold it hostage.
You can't call it Bobby Bones Blowouts. You can't use my name for your business because.
No, we put a disclaimer that you're not associated
with
the business.
That's not how it works. I can't call something Nike food. It's not associated with Nike the shoe.
If I change my middle name to Bobby Bones, I can use it.
Well, your first name's not Bobby. And no, you can't. That's the Ultimate Warrior legal strategy. You can't. You can't. Ultimate Warrior changed his real name to Ultimate Warrior so he could use it outside of the WWF.
Oh.
WWE. And I've used that on the show many times, so then now he's using...
I'm just saying, I'm using logic that I can do this. I think it builds a business brand.
Call it Raybox or something.
No, that doesn't flow off the tongue. Bobby Bones Blowouts, Triple B. It's awesome. It sounds amazing. When you say blowouts, it's like, wow, that's going to be a great party.
Eddie. Bobby, would you do this if they gave you a cut? Like if they give
I don't
you,
want to be associated with, with them running a business mm-hmm. with my name.
You don't trust them? Or what
no, they can't have my name to use it.
Did you hear that? We got our first customer and you thought we were a joke.
Raymond, you can't use my name, okay?
Well, that's what we
tomorrow,
want to do.
Pitch
we
me
want
new
to
names.
Present it.
Okay, tomorrow you can pitch me new names, and maybe I get in this with you guys.
To get hits on the website, we have to use your name.
No, his. By Look, the way, we Ray's never... Twitter name is Bobby Bones Ray, and his Instagram name is Bobby Bones Ray.
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty
smart. We even have a logo. I mean, we're good to go. We got a logo.
Did that.
It says Bobby Bones below. That's in the O's are each of their heads.
Yeah, who made that logo?
Probably Morgan number two, if I'm going.
Absolutely.
Did
she hooked
her?
Did you pay her?
No, she didn't.
Exactly.
Pro bono.
Did she get a cut? Percentage?
Okay, it's not called Bobby Bones below. That's off the table.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. I want to bring in our audio producer from the Glass Room, Raymundo.
He chops audio all morning long. Coming to you from the Glass Room, our audio producer, Raymundo.
Good morning, Raymundo.
Morning.
So here's a funny thing that I think the rest of the show should know. Raymundo is a kind of odd guy. Like, hilarious, works really hard, but a little odd at times, wild card even. And so we are all in our hometowns on the radio show. You know, I grew up in Central Arkansas, so Kiss of 96 has the show, and Austin, Texas has the show. Those are my homes. And Amy Austin, all of us. Morgan number two, Wichita. We're all in our hometowns.
That's crazy.
Except for Raymundo. Your hometown is what?
It's Gwinn, Michigan, Marquette, Michigan. I'm sure that signal would be throughout there. So I've been actually emailing the program director, and I'll even like act like I'm just a fan and saying, hey, this morning show that's on the stage right now sucks. But you guys for sure got to get the Bobby Bones show. So I progressively started doing that. Now I just contact the operations manager guy, and I'm like, hey, if you don't change the Bobby Bones show now, something's gonna happen. Your ratings are gonna tank. And I tell him, I'm like, hey, I'm a producer for the show.
So now you've admitted it's you.
I've admitted it was me, and so now I'm like, hey, I can get you the show for cheap. It's way better than this crap that's on the radio right now. And I tell him, I'm like, it's a hit in all these other cities. You guys gotta be like progressive with the times. I'm like, people love morning radio, and this show right now is killing our community. And so then I'll email him at least every week, and he's been like, okay, haha, you gotta like talk to, you know, you gotta go up through corporate and stuff like that. He's like, but throughout 2018 they're booked, but possibly in 2019.
So Ray's trying to hustle us a new market, which is admirable.
It really is, actually.
He hustles. What were we gonna say? It's not a local show, by the way. Don't say who it is. We wouldn't be replacing a local show.
Okay.
They have another syndicated show.
He was like, it's
on.
Killing our community. I'm like, oh, but I hate that.
What's more local in their community than Raymundo?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I said. I said, we talk about my hometown as much as possible. Granted, I can't every day talk about it, but we will always have it on top of mind.
I'll tell you what. If every day you want to send them a segment about your hometown, you can do it and send it. You can.
Yeah!
The Upper Peninsula.
Yeah.
Isn't that where you're from?
Yeah. But that'd be crazy, yeah. My mom and dad turn on the radio and hear the show. Because they don't even listen to the show. It would blow them away.
So your mom and dad don't really have an appreciation for you being on the radio?
No. I don't think they think I'm on the radio. They just think I'm a producer.
Have they ever heard the show?
I don't think so. They heard the sports show that we used to have back in the day. But that's the only thing they heard.
Because it was on Fox Sports?
Because it was on Fox Sports and my dad had it in his truck.
Did he think that was cool?
He thought it was awesome because he loves sports, but he's not a morning talk show type guy. But when everybody at work's talking about it, all the secretaries are talking about it, he's going to be like, what is this show and who's Raymundo? It's me, Dad! We're on in the hometown!
So that's the goal now. So what's the market officially? Do you know the market station?
Yeah. It's WJPD.
WJPD. Do you know,
92.3.
Is it like the wolf or the bull or kicking or?
Big country.
It's big country? Is that what it is? Yeah. All right. Well, you have my word, big country, that put us on, even in 2019, you'll get many local segments from our buddy Ray here.
Yeah!
Representing his hometown. Eddie, you have something you want to say?
I think that's amazing. I mean, the fact that he's out there trying to hustle and get our show on his radio station, that's awesome, man.
It can be heard as far east as Newberry, as far north as Thunder Bay, and as far west as Birdland.
You're telling me that this show would go into Thunder Bay?
Yeah.
And Birdland?
Is that true, Raymundo?
I didn't know it carried that far, but yeah.
Wow. Well, good luck. I hope we can get on your
Thank
home
you.
Station.
Thank you.
Hey, set up a call. I'll call him.
All right.
I'll call him.
So does he get a cut? Like,
no.
If we find Mark...
His cuts, his family gets to hear him. We don't get cuts for no affiliate.
Ray and everybody at the lumberyard would like be listening.
Wow.
They turn on Big Country. They really would listen to the show, whether they like it or not.
Well, what if they don't?
They like country music. I know. I remember that when I worked there. They always play. That's all. It was easy listening. So.
Yeah. All right. There he is. Raymundo's. We try to get him on his home station. I like that, though, right?
Yeah.
Me too.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a yard was getting mowed with a lawnmower, and it ran over a drain pipe, leaving a big hole. And then a curious puppy that lives in that backyard that's only 5 weeks old fell in the hole.
Oh,
no. Was 20 feet underground, and they didn't know how to get him out. They couldn't rescue him, so they called the fire department in Missouri, the Ferguson Fire Department, and they responded and were able to rescue the five-week-old puppy with a rope. And then in the video, you just see the rope going down, and then they attach it somehow, and then they pull the little puppy out.
Well, that's like fishing.
Yeah, basically. With a puppy. Down a drain pipe.
They just got a puppy.
Yeah, it really is super cute. And a little boy owns the dog, and he got to watch the whole thing go down. I mean, how cool if you're a little boy. I mean, it's scary for a minute, but then the fire department shows up at your house and rescues your puppy. It's legit.
Dang. All right, there you go.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
The weirdest thing you've ever seen someone do in the car next to you. That's what we're going to talk about in a second. Amy, you go first.
Well, probably a girl clipping her toenails at a red light.
Yesterday?
Yeah, red light. I think maybe because it was sandal weather here for the first time in a while. I have no idea. I was thinking, maybe she just wasn't prepared. She was in a hurry. Should I have thrown sandals? Because at the red light, threw her leg up, started clipping her toenails.
Huh.
You know, got to do what you got to do.
I think for me, it's probably been I've driven up beside someone as they were driving or reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that too one time.
Yeah.
What on earth?
The book was on the steering wheel, and the woman I saw was just enjoying a fine novel as she was driving down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, it can't be that safe.
Bones.
Driving down the road, and what do you see in the car next to you? I saw a woman reading a book straight up. Amy saw someone yesterday clipping their toenails. You're on the air, Casey in Texas.
Hi, how are y'all?
Real good. What'd you see?
I saw a guy shaving with an electric razor.
Just
right
like,
next to me.
As he was going into work. Sounds pretty efficient to me. Eyes in front of you. I'm assuming his eyes were on the road still, right?
Do what?
His eyes were still on the road, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't hate on that. It's the guy getting stuff done. I need to get me an electric razor.
Why?
Well, I have a great shave razor, but when I'm in a hurry,
You can do it in the car.
It's just dangerous, and I want to drive and shave like this guy.
I'd be scared. I'd never use one of those, but I'd be scared if I was driving and doing it that I would cut myself.
They don't cut.
Really. No, they don't cut.
Oh.
And even this morning, Eddie just told me we had some TV commercials to cut, and I didn't really shave.
Yeah, but you look good like that. That's good for the video.
Yeah, I just wish you had an electric razor. I'd use it. Jennifer in Tampa. What'd you see somebody doing in their car?
Brushing their teeth.
What?
What do you do with the spit?
I don't know.
A bottle? A cup?
Swallow it?
Ew.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Jennifer in Tampa, thank you very much for calling.
Oh, man.
Have a good day.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Hey, Brittany in Ohio.
Hi, Bobby. I saw someone playing their trumpet while driving.
First time ever heard of that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so were they going to town, or were they just like running scales? What were they doing on the trumpet? Do you have any idea?
Oh, yeah. He was just playing a full song on his trumpet, just going to town on it.
Wow. When the saints go marching. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Yay. Brittany, thank you. I appreciate you. Let's go over to Christina in Lexington, Kentucky. Christina.
Lexington, South Carolina.
No, I'm sorry. My bad. They didn't write that on the screen. Sorry.
But I was driving the day before the eclipse, and I saw five people in a row wearing eclipse glasses.
Oh, they're wearing them as they were driving?
Yes.
Well, less safe than shaving while driving. Yeah, I think that's less safe. You couldn't see out of those.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I do, because you get to look at the sun with them. That means you can't see
it. Yeah, it's pretty dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, thank you, Christina in Lexington, South Carolina.
The Morning Corny.
What kind of shoes do frogs wear?
What kind of shoes do frogs wear?
Open-toed.
Pretty funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is
it? You like that? Open-toed.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So what I'll do is play the lullaby version of a very famous song.
and you have to name the song.
Okay. Oh, easy.
So it'll be what you'd play a baby in a crib, except it's a famous song. So write your answer down, both of you two. Amy to my left, Lunchbox to my right. This is a very famous song. It is a country song.
Thank you.
So I will give you guys a little hint each time. This is the lullaby version of a country song. Name the song. Write it down. Just need the title of the song.
Men.
In for the win.
Amy?
Ring of Fire.
Lunchbox?
The Man in Black, Ring of Fire.
I fell nice work. Into a burning nice work. Ring of fire. I went downtown.
It's fun, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was easy, guys. I'm dominating.
No problem. Number two. This is a pop song from a few years back.
Thank you.
Name the lullaby.
I'm in.
Wow.
That was easy. I'm in for the win.
You got it too?
Oh, yeah. No problem, dude.
What do you have, Lunchbox?
Oh, I was born in the USA.
Amy?
Party in the USA.
Oh, party. Stupid. Party. I said born. Oh, my God. Am I gonna fit in? I was singing. That's a song lyrics.
Born in the USA would have been Bruce Springsteen.
No, I understand. Yeah. I just wrote down the wrong word.
Amy 2, Lunchbox 1.
Oh my gosh. I cannot believe I wrote Born in the USA.
Number 3, please listen along. It's a country song that also is on the pop chart. Okay? Here we go. Number 3. Shout out to the lullaby makers for this one.
Yeah.
Lunchbox is still not in.
Oh, I hear it.
Lunchbox, what do you have over there?
I got Pontoon.
Pontoon. No, Amy.
Our song.
And he says, our song is the slam of screen doors. Sneak an alley tapping on your window when we're on.
Lunch, you need to get these next two.
Yeah, yeah, that's all right. I got this. Okay. I was playing possum so I could come back for the big comeback and be like, ah!
I don't know what you know what possum is, but here we go.
I'm in.
Wow. I need to listen to this myself. Yeah.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Boom. No, Amy?
What?
My girl.
My girl. My girl. My girl.
Amy, you're the winner. I'm going to give you one.
Wait. Can this one be worth 5 points?
No. Amy, you're the winner. Okay. So you're just going to take this one and run solo for fun. Here we go.
Sure.
Name it. Laugh here. You got it. For the kids.
I know.
Yeah, don't stop believing.
Okay, I still won them.
That's good. Amy's our winner. Yeah, Amy's our winner. Amy! Play that song. There she goes. Did you like that game?
I did.
Yeah.
Those are some good. I mean, actually, like, I need some of that to fall asleep.
I like those songs. Yeah.
Lunchbox, you like the game?
Yeah. I thought I did pretty well at it.
No, you did terrible, but did you like it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Okay.
Bobby Bones.
If you were forced to wear a warning label about yourself, and you had to wear it on a big sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would your warning label say?
Sensitive.
Ooh, that's what yours would say.
Yeah.
Do you feel like being a mom has made you less sensitive or more?
just depends on what kind of, maybe a little bit more because I'm more tired.
Yeah, you definitely come in here some days. Like yesterday, you were all over me.
My feisty, well, that's feisty. That's not sensitive.
You were tired, though.
Okay.
And you were just like lashing out.
Yeah. I guess the consequences of that are feisty maybe towards other people, but then I receive things in a more sensitive way.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here. You're a good friend.
Thanks. What warning label would you put on?
For me?
Yeah.
Don't get too close.
Or? Yeah.
Like emotionally?
Yeah, just don't get too close.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a swamp. It's hard to get out. Once you get too close, it's hard to get out. Everybody thinks they can change a swamp. Here's the thing about swamp. It don't change.
Is that it?
Yeah.
They're right.
You can try to build roads on it, but the swamp's a swamp.
A friend and I were just talking about, like, the other day, if you were changeable. I said, I didn't know. I said, I don't know. I don't know if the right person hasn't come along.
That's crazy, Amy.
I don't know if the right person just hasn't come along, but I feel like your last relationship, she was definitely someone who thought she could change you.
And did she?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I don't think, well, obviously.
I think they've all thought that.
I think, yeah, I know, obviously. But now we have you on tape saying a swamp is a swamp and a swamp can't be changed.
They didn't know that going in.
Swamp's tough, man. It's hard to get that loan.
But it was out of love, and she is a very, like, your last girlfriend is a very caring person, and I think she wanted the best for you.
What's wrong with me?
And still does. Well, it's what you have to offer them or what you don't allow yourself to offer.
I just think my love language is misinterpreted.
Well, okay, then what's your love language? No love?
No.
My love language is...
My love language is gifts and doing things, gestures. Just because I don't say it doesn't mean I don't mean it.
But do you feel it?
Yeah, I bet. Yes.
Okay, so you're admitting right now that you have loved, but you just don't say it.
But I've said that before. Yes, I have.
Interesting.
Yeah. I've never said it to anybody, ever.
I know.
Do you love me?
I thought it was more of a...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So say it.
Of course. Of course I do.
Say it. Look at me in the eyes right now. Tell me I love you, Eddie.
Stop leaning in. Why are you leaning in?
Wait. So that means, do you love me?
I think in a different way. Yes, of course.
Oh, Eddie.
You guys are like my best friends, man. Come on.
So...
What would your warning sign say, Lunchbox?
I pass a lot of gas.
Okay. Oh, that was mine.
Flammable.
Eddie, that can be yours.
That's both of
mine
yours?
Was, I just probably just farted. So
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Weird.
You guys are weird.
That's true,
it's
man.
A warning sign.
Bobby that's and I we're... got all real, and they're like.
Farted. The Bobby Bones Show. Here's the question. What really minor thing are you overly opinionated about? Where people just roll their eyes because... You have such a big opinion about something so dumb. And I'll go first.
Oh, I know mine.
Mine is that Home Alone isn't a Christmas movie. I've been fighting this fight in the minority for 10 years. Just on this show. Because I think that same movie can happen at any point of the year. It just happens to be set at Christmas. Now, I believe Home Alone is not a Christmas movie. Who believes it's a Christmas movie? Say I.
I
mean, yeah.
Okay, see? But I'm very passionate about that. Amy, what's yours?
Mine is microwaves. I mean, I don't have one. I'm the only person I know that doesn't have one. And I try to defend why I don't have one. And nobody ever gets it. They don't understand why I don't have a microwave. And I feel like, for one, it takes away nutrients from the food on zapping. And for two, there could be some radiation issues. And maybe cook my food and make it carcinogenic.
Do you annoy people with your opinions on microwaves?
Probably. And I know I annoy anybody that comes to visit me at my house. Like, they're staying there and they just want to reheat their coffee, and I get out a pot and I turn on the stovetop and I pour their cup in the, yeah, like it's a whole annoying thing.
Like the pilgrims over at Amy's house.
It's always holy like people cow. Look at food and they're like, well, how do I reheat this? I'm like, the oven?
Lunchbox, what's your overly opinion?
People that use plastic bags at the grocery store. I get so annoyed if I go to the grocery store and they try to tell me, oh, sorry, we don't have paper, or I don't know where one is. Well, find one. Sorry, if you're too lazy, find me a paper bag, because plastic is so bad for the environment that I want paper bags. And when I see people walking out of the grocery store with plastic, I'm like, why don't you use paper?
Oh, you'd hate me. That's all I use, the plastic bags.
Bobby's like, all? Does anybody got any extra plastic?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, can I get this triple layered? That bothers you, huh?
Oh, it bothers me. I usually use my ones that I have, the reusable ones, but if I forget them, I want paper. But you people that use plastic, you should all be fined.
Interesting.
Oh. Wow, fined. So sometimes do you find yourself having to just hand carry everything in
your
car?
I do that sometimes, and my wife thinks it's the most... obnoxious. She goes, just get a bag. I said, no, and I'll stuff them in my pockets. I'll be carrying everything in my arms.
It's so weird. He's so environmentally friendly, huh?
Yeah.
Not. I think it's great that you are, because I definitely am leaving a bigger carbon footprint than you are. No doubt.
But it just doesn't fit his MO.
Yeah. He's dirty. Would you agree with that?
I'd say I'm dirty.
Okay. Got it. Cool. Eddie, what's your opinion? A little too big.
Mine's just, I just don't like when people don't say thank you. Like, there's just not enough thanks in the world. That's it. And I'm very vocal about it. If someone holds the door open for you, say thank you. Someone sneezes and blesses you.
So would you challenge someone right away? If you open the door for them and they don't say thank you?
I say you're welcome.
Lunchbox is shaking his head.
Listen, you think Eddie goes around saying thank you to all these people?
No.
Of course I do.
I don't.
I'm very thankful.
Here
for...
is Eddie the poser trying to act like he's the good human again. Like,
there's a little bit of Eddie the poser going on there.
I'm just such a good citizen.
Let's go to Raymundo. Is a little bit of Eddie the poser on?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
You would think that Eddie was saying thank you and yes, please and yes, ma'am every
okay,
quarter.
Yeah.
Give me a compliment.
But that
somebody.
Circles back to, that just makes you think of when Morgan number two did the Bobby cast with you, Bobby, mm-hmm. and she said that Eddie's the most authentic person on the show.
And I said, no, he's not. He's faking it to you because she doesn't know him any more than sitting in here on the air.
Eddie, that's so weird because 2 days ago I sneezed. Did you say bless you?
I did.
Nope, you did not. I go, okay. Oh, bless me.
Wait, he's counting now.
Well, but you said it and you just said it's your thing. Okay.
Well, thank you guys.
No.
You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bones Show.
An 81-year-old man was enjoying an afternoon walk by the river, right by his house, when he heard a voice calling for help. Just, help me! Help me! It was a very faint cry. He looked at the river. He saw the head of an 86-year-old woman who had fallen into the water, yelling, help me! Just her head, like, barely poking out of the water. He jumped into the river. He's in his 80s, too.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Papa jumps in the river, swims over, kept her head above water, and started yelling, help us! And then three other guys jumped in and saved them. They took both the older folks to the hospital. They've been released. Everybody wins.
Wow.
It's like Baywatch geriatrics.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
You know, our iHeartRadio Music Festival is coming up. And not only that, the outdoor stage is happening. And there's a big VIP area. And there are, it's basically like these little condos that it's air conditioned and there's bathrooms and VIP entrance. So if you're going to come out to the daytime stage, which Dustin Lynch is playing, we're playing it. Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. Lil Uzi playing it. Dua Lipa. Right, I'm right on this, huh? A lot of acts, but if you're going to come, you want to VIP it, you're going to come out to Vegas. iHeartRadio.com/tickets. So check that out. iHeartRadio.com/tickets. And get in the Bobby Bones suite. That's where we'll be. Come hang out. It'd be good, right?
Yeah.
We do it every year.
Yeah.
iHeartRadio.com/tickets. They asked women, what's the sexiest part of a man's body? Amy, what do you think? Sexiest part of a man's body?
Biceps.
It didn't make the top three.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I just love biceps. I mean, because my husband has really good biceps.
Yeah. I mean, there's no wrong answer.
Okay. Eyes?
You could have said elbow, and I'd have been like, you know what? That's all you.
Okay.
A man's chest tops the sexiest part list. And I got to tell you, I have a bird chest, and so that, to me, I go, ooh. I don't like that.
Ugh.
That's okay. Mouth is number two. Okay. Do I have a sexy mouth? Hello. You don't know? All right.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then butt. And I don't have a butt.
Like, I thought that you've been doing the squats for the booty.
Butts and calves are almost impossible.
And your chest? You got no butt,
I'm
no calves,
Amy,
no chest?
I read this list and I'm just out of luck. I am SOL on having the body parts that women like. So I have to be funny. That's why I've been funny.
What about everybody else in this show?
Lunchbox does not have... Well, I'll let you. Do you have a good chest?
Yeah.
You okay. should issue best chest, best butt,
to the
and
dudes?
Best...
Okay.
What's the other
I got
one?
A great mouth.
Best mouth.
Best chest on the show. Hey, do we have any award music? This would be good. Yeah. This is just for guys, right?
Right, yes.
Best chest on the show. The guys would be considered Lunchbox.
Yeah, please just do
Quiet
the guys.
Quiet Mike, me, Eddie, Ray. Okay, best chest goes to our audio producer, Raymundo. There it is, best chest.
Speech. Well, I've always worked out. Right now I'm pushing around 275 pounds, and that's probably the reason I have the best chest.
You're lifting that. You're not weighing that.
I weigh 175, but I can lift almost 300.
Wow. You mean like bench press?
Yeah.
Okay, that's impressive.
Oh, Raymundo's a total bro.
Total bro.
Best mouth.
of all the guys.
Mm-mm. Oh, man.
I have to give that to me.
Oh, I didn't know you could give yourself awards.
I
but
do,
you do
because
have
I,
good,
I had my
good.
Teeth fixed.
Yeah. So you have the best mouth. You're right.
Okay, well, yeah, because...
Does that include teeth?
I think it's part of the mouth, right?
Oh,
I mean, listen, I went to the dentist. I never went to the dentist until my 20s, so I got my teeth fixed like in the last 5 years. And I'm pretty proud of it. And so... I give me best mouth because I'm just so proud of my own mouth.
Best mouth. Speech.
Well,
speech.
I just like to say that I'm very happy that I've saved up some money and fixed my teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Dental care is very important. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of education or care as a kid for dental.
And look at you now.
Look at me now.
And you floss every night?
Oh,
you wear a mouth guard? Mm-hmm. Yeah, best mouth. You take
Thank
care of that.
Thank you very much. And watch this.
Okay. I want to unwatch that.
Oh, sorry. Best butt.
Ooh. Oh.
And the winner. For the guy.
Do I need to?
Yeah, show me. Turn around.
Oh, that's so awkward.
Turn
Just
around.
Stand up. Turn around.
That's so awkward.
Let me see this.
Okay. Oh,
wow.
Man.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody's been running.
That's pretty good.
Look at that.
Somebody plays
Look
soccer.
At that derriere.
That's pretty good. Derriere up in here, huh? Huh. Best butt. Well, it's not me. It's not Eddie.
What? Why not?
I'm probably have to go best butt. Quiet Mike D. Yeah. Yeah. The guy runs all the time. Lifts. Oh, hey, Mike D. Speech.
I've always wanted to have a nice butt, so thanks for the recognition.
Yeah, there he is. We can almost not hear him because he's so quiet. Yeah.
As I said, thank you very much for my butt wars.
Quiet Mike. There we go.
That's good.
Best overall body, though, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Or, hairiest.
Oh, wow.
Shot.
That was not a shot. You're proud of your hair.
Man, why can't I just win my award without you throwing the hair in there?
I see. Full body over there.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Don't stir the pot.
Okay, Amy, you get best body. Congratulations.
No, I'm not trying to get it.
Okay,
everyone's
gotten an award except me.
Oh.
Best bald head.
Okay. No. Best.
Shots fired.
See, that's rude.
You have to make up a category for
No, I don't. I have it right here.
Skin tone?
Best. No, Ed, I have one. Best being proud of his own dad bod and that he owns it.
Yeah.
Producer Eddie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Dad bod.
That's there for all you dads out there. It's okay.
It's okay.
We'll be fine.
So we all got our participation trophies, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the thing. They say women, what's the best? They say chest. Let's ask what's the best part, best female body part? If you have just one word, no sound effects, Lunchbox. Go ahead.
Chest.
So you're going boobs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie?
No sound effects, though.
Stomach.
Yeah, me too, stomach.
Belly.
100% stomach. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
100%.
But you can't see a girl. How do you know what their stomach looks like?
You can tell.
Yeah, you can tell.
Okay.
Mike D.
Butt.
Everybody go?
Raymundo.
Yeah, I got to go legs.
Okay, there we go.
Interesting.
There we go. We just totally broke down the bodies of males and females.
Not bad, guys. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. Lunch and I can have the same taste going here, huh? Look at us.
Yeah.
Best body of the year over there.
That's right.
There you go.
Best All right. mouth.
What's going
yeah,
on
thank you
there?
Very much. What's up? No, we're just celebrating each other. Over to Brianna in Texas. Hey.
Hi, Bobby. I had a question for Amy. With her diet being vegan, how is she adjusting with her kids? Does she make two separate meals? Do they kind of follow her meal plan?
That's a good question. So Amy has two kids. Yeah, they're 11 and 7. Now, Amy's always been, no microwave. I only eat things growing in my backyard.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I'm not 100% vegan, but we do eat differently. My husband, my kids. So, yes, there's lots of meal prep happening and totally different meals happening as well, which isn't great. But my kids love hot chicken, rice, and spicy beans.
You know what? That's a thing, though. They ate that at home.
Yeah, and that's what's familiar.
I never thought about how you wanted to also keep it familiar for them.
Yeah.
Are you transitioning them?
Like last night, legit, they had hot chicken, rice, and beans.
Man, they eat better than I am.
And I had a salad. And then my husband will always eat the same vegetables as me in salad, and then we'll just make like a fish or a meat for him, which doesn't take long. Yeah. And I'm trying to sneak in vegetables with the kids, but it's only been 4 months. They're not used to it, so we're just taking it slow.
Right now, it's just Skittles, right? It's
Skittles,
hot chicken and Skittles.
Yeah, or pizza. They love pizza. So it's trying to work my, like, we make lasagna, but I call it pizza casserole. Because as long as it's got pizza in the title, they're like, oh, okay, this is pizza.
Mm-hmm. How about that, Brianna?
That sounds good. We just started a new keto diet, but my kids are trying to adjust to when I go to the grocery store, I buy certain things, but then I have to remember that they're not on this diet with me. They're just kids.
Right.
But they're just kids. They'll be on whatever diet you make them, is what I say.
Well, yeah, my daughter, she'll just, if she doesn't like whatever's made, she just won't eat. And I started asking her, you know, you came from an orphanage where you didn't have options. I said, what? Because I was frustrated. And I said, what did you do at the orphanage when you didn't like what you were served? She said, I just wouldn't eat. I said, okay, well, then that's how it's going to be here. And she seems to be surviving just fine.
Do you ever say to her, how about that?
How about that?
Yeah, I'm going to start. Nice. I need to have that like on like a button I can press in my house where
no
I'm just like, how about
you?
That, kids?
How about that?
How about that?
Hey. Brianna, thank you.
No, thank you.
Appreciate you listening to the show and for calling in. Amy said that her son, for the first time ever, said that he loved her.
Yeah.
How about that? That's a big moment. It's a big
deal.
Yeah,
it was big. My husband caught it. I caught it. We both looked at each other. He's like, has that ever happened to you? I said, nope.
Wait, so what happened? What was the pre leading into that?
The pre was, what were we doing? Oh, the pre was just, I didn't know if it was before bed. I say it every night before bed. Nothing.
To them.
To them. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been said since. It's only been once. Like even last night, I put him to bed and I said, good night. And my daughter put the covers over her head. She goes, goodbye. And I said, but I said, good night. I love you. Goodbye. See you tomorrow. And they put the covers over their head. I'm like, okay, fine. But I just said, yeah, my husband and I were there. And I just said, I love you. I'm proud of you. He had done something. I said, I love you. And he goes, I love you too, Mom. And I was like, what?
Did you cry?
He's the younger one. I didn't cry. I mean, I got emotional. Like it was, I just felt really warm and fuzzy inside. I think when my daughter says it, I'll probably have a meltdown.
The difference being?
The difference being she's got more walls up. She's older. He's younger. I'm like, you know, he is still learning what this whole family love thing looks like. But, you know, when you're a kid, maybe does he really feel the love? I feel like when she says it, it's going to be coming from the heart of like, I really mean this, if that makes sense.
I feel like she goes to bed like I leave the studio. Goodbye. But secretly.
See you tomorrow.
In my heart, I'm like, I really enjoy you guys. It's been a great day. Really, you know, it's a care for you. But outside, I just pull the cover from my head and go, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
When we flew back to Nashville from Austin and we were in the airport, she held my hand from like gate to luggage. And that's the first time she's done that since we moved here. She'll hold other people's hands, like all my girlfriends and anybody else. So that was really special because I was like, what is happening? And I just tried to play it cool. I was like holding it, but I was sort of geeking out inside. I was like, she's holding my hand. She's holding my hand. But I just like let it happen. And then I didn't try to make a big deal to her about it.
Oh, but you can't.
I can't. I know.
You can't.
I know.
Because it's got to be comfortable. As someone who has trouble sharing real life emotion,
yeah.
If someone makes a big deal about me sharing real life emotion,
mm-hmm.
I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I totally get it. Because I told you I was talking about my will. And one of my ex-girlfriends had texted me and said, hey. And I thought, you know what? I want to be vulnerable here for a second and say, yeah, it really bothers me that I don't really have anyone to share, you know, that's like my own person. And I did feel like I was making myself a bit more vulnerable than I ever do. And the response back to me was, well, that's because you do it to yourself. And I'm like, all right, I'm done. I'm out. You can't make a deal about it. You just have to say, that's right,
mm-hmm.
and move on.
I wanted to be like, wow, you're holding my hand. This is weird. You never hold my hand.
But, no, because then she'll never do it again.
I know.
That's what I told Nettie's hand. He said to me once.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Exact scenario.
I just enjoyed the moment, but I won't forget it. Like walking through the Nashville airport, just holding my hand.
Are you guys having better days?
Yes.
Like the ratio of good days to struggle days?
Yes. Yeah, totally. I think if there's any acting up, it's because they're just tired or there's something else going on. We're getting over a hump. And I know it'll be a roller coaster still, but we are way over the hump of when they first got here and things were just, oh, they were brutal. But
do they miss the orphanage?
They do, but they don't bring it up near as much as they used to. It used to be like, we want to go to Haiti. Like, we'd just be driving in the back of the car going somewhere, and they're like, where are we going? And we'd say, we're going over to a friend's house. We don't want to go there. Take us to Haiti.
Oh, wow.
I'd be like, okay, well, this is a little different. We're in the car right now. Got to get on an airplane to go to Haiti. We can't take you there. I mean, they were they would say, make other comments. And that's when they would talk in Creole back and forth. We know what they were saying. That stuff has stopped. They don't talk behind our backs in Creole anymore.
They don't.
No. No, we have. I mean, it's been. I don't want to, like, jinx anything. Not even that I believe in jinx.
Did you do drum roll on fake wood?
Yeah. Is this fake wood? Shoot, I need real wood.
I mean, I like the idea of that.
I don't believe in knocking on wood, but I just don't want to. I still do it anyways because it's just been so great that, you know, I'm kind of waiting for the next, like, what's to come. The Bobby Bones
Show. I'm going to wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. On Instagram, I'm Mr. Bobby Bones. You can click and follow. Just want to say appreciate you guys being here. Lots of options for you. So the fact that you listen to us, we really appreciate that. And if you spend 10 minutes or 5 hours, we appreciate that. Listen to the show back on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Just search Bobby Bones Show. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.